ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதிசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாய பதயே நமஹ. யுத்தகாண்ட் சாப்டர் நம்பர் 78. மகராக்ஷ கோஸ் அவுட் டு ஃபைட். தி ரெசிடேஷன் பிகின்ஸ் நவ. The news of the death of Nikumbha and Kumbha made Ravana blaze forth in his wrath like unto the god of fire. He clean forgot himself with anger and grief and cried out to Makaraksha, the son of Khara. Speed hence to the battlefield with all that you need in the way of troops and come back with victory over Rama and Lakshmana who have been driven out to the dark forests. Thereat, Makaraksha was immensely delighted. His supreme confidence in his strength and courage made him accept the trust. He went round Ravana in reverence, touched his feet, and ordered the commander of the Rakshasa troops that stood by to get his chariot ready and his troops to follow. His orders were obeyed at once, and Makaraksha went round his chariot in reverence, seated himself therein, and ordered his driver to take him at once to where his foes were. Then he cried out to his attendants and guards, "March forth before me, all of you, and begin the fight. His Majesty has ordered me to slay Rama and Lakshmana. My arrows, shower, tridents, and other weapons shall in no time consume to ashes the brothers Rama and Lakshmana, Sugriva and his monkey hordes, like unto a forest conflagration when it spreads itself over dried wood in summer." The Rakshasas felt themselves mightily cheered and uplifted by his brave words and marched forth to battle. Able to take any form at will, long curved and gleaming tusks, tawny-eyed and mountainous bulk, unkempt mops of hair at the mercy of the wind and rain, blaring forth like mad elephants, they entered the field of battle while the earth shook under their tread. The din of conch, war drum, and other martial music being brought over thousands of spots, war cries, shouts, slogans, lion roars, all met in one vast confusion and deafened the ear. Then the whip suddenly fell and slipped from the hands of the charioteer. The flagstaff on it crashed down for no reason whatsoever. The steeds moved with pain and difficulty, quite unable to put forth their trained evolutions and graceful. Their faces were worn and their eyes blind with hot tears. A cruel wind and dust drove along as the wicked Rakshasas marched forth to battle. These unlucky signs and evil portents made no impression whatsoever on the Rakshasas, so blind were they in their pride and haughtiness and conceit. Like unto cloud banks or elephants, or like wild cattle in hue, their bodies bearing the marks of many an honorable wound in countless battles, eager to meet their foe, they roared and shouted and cried on all sides, everyone trying to be the first to fall upon the monkey host. Mangalam Kushlendraya Mahaniya Kunapte Chakravarti Dhanunjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.